This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. The Browns keep finding ways to win. This past week, they did it with a rookie quarterback replacing Deshaun Watson, who's out for the season with a shoulder injury. I talked with our sports commentator, Terry Pluto, about the resilient team that's finding success on both sides of the ball.
I mean, this sounds to me like a typical Brown season, you know, the changing quarterbacks and guys are hurt. And to see that they're 7-3 is pretty remarkable. But there's something else going on with these guys. They made two significant changes in their coaching staff. They brought in Bubba Ventrone for special teams, then on defense. Remember, there's a lot of hype about Jim Schwartz, this decorated defensive coordinator coming in. And the Browns have, you know, you could argue they have number one defense or top three, whatever. It's way up there.
And when you talk about special teams, that points to the veteran kicker they brought in, Dustin Hopkins, who's been incredible.
The Browns have won 4 games by 3 or fewer points. Basically, that often comes down to you make the field goal, you miss the field goal when they're that tight. And this guy's been making all the big ones for them. So while everybody was, oh, we're going to have this great offense with Nick Chubb and Deshaun Watson and everything, they put together a full team. In other words, they win in 3 different ways. The defense is elite, and the special teams are really, really good. And they've been finding ways to score enough points on offense to win.
At quarterback, the team started rookie Dorian Thompson-Robinson this past Sunday over P.J. Walker. Walker had won a couple of games when he filled in for Deshaun Watson, while Thompson-Robinson, DTR, had a disastrous debut October 1st. So what went into the decision?
I think P.J. Walker ran out of pockets to hold all his lucky horseshoes. I really mean that, because I was looking. In his 3 games, he threw 1 touchdown pass, 5 interceptions, and he lost 2 fumbles. They felt, going out of training camp, that they really liked DTR. And when they played DTR that one game, it was a total mess because they believed that Deshaun Watson was playing that day. They put him out there with Deshaun Watson's game plan. It was a disaster. And then after that, they just felt, well, maybe it wasn't fair for the rookie, so they went to P.J. Walker, who's been with several teams, has started some games. But as they went back and looked at now, it's not just one game. Deshaun Watson's out for the year with shoulder surgery. So who do we want to play like the last 9 games? There were all these reasons we liked him. Are we going to throw it all out because he had 1 bad game against Baltimore where we didn't prepare him right? And you've got to find somebody, not only for this year, Amanda, but what about Deshaun Watson? What's he going to be coming off of for next year? Shoulder surgery. You know, he throws for a living. But you better have somebody ready to go. And they would love it to be the younger guy that they're developing as opposed to going out and bringing in another quarterback.
Well, they did just that. They have signed Joe Flacco, 38-year-old veteran, who is a very familiar name to Browns fans because he has an 18-3 record against this team.
Yeah, he tormented them for years when he played for Baltimore. Last few years, he's with the New York Jets. And then this year, he didn't get a contract from anybody. So they had a meeting. If DTR gets hurt, we need another veteran. The question is there anything at all left in that tank? But I believe they feel if an emergency hit, Flacco's played in the league for so long, and he's played on different coaches and different offenses, that they could put him in there and it would not be an embarrassment. But the goal is to get DTR up and running and playing reasonably well. Meanwhile, they're 7-3.
I was just going to say, I mean, this is a team that's now beat Baltimore and Pittsburgh back-to-back. Mm-hmm. They're just behind Baltimore for first place in the division.
You know, Kevin Stefanski takes a lot of grief or whatever. They have been well coached. It's so easy to focus on the offense and the play calling and miss the big picture of what it takes to win. You know what I like about it? Especially without Watson, they're an underdog team. It's just been a nice environment. It's really been, other than whether Deshaun Watson's going to play this week because his rotator cuff, it's been drama-free.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media's commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.